We're doing Pirkei Avot with Rabbeinu Yonah. We're up to the fourth chapter, the 15th Mishnah. We had begun it last week. Rabbi Matya ben Charash Omer. Rabbi Matya ben Charash says, Heve makdim bishlom adam. Be first to greet every person. So you should be the one to tell someone else hello, shalom. Veve zanav la'arayot. And rather be the tail of lions. Val tehi rosh l'shualim. Rather than being the head of foxes. And we learned last week that a person should rather be in a place with our people greater than him, that'll pull him up, than being in a place where he's the top and then everyone around him is less. So whenever we learn things like this, we have to wonder, is it the way I translated it? Rather be the head of lions than the tail of lions than the head of foxes. Or is the Mishnah telling me two separate halachot? Number one, be the tail of lions. Number two, don't be the head of foxen. Is it two separate things, or is it the way I explained it, rather one than the other? So Rabbeinu Yonah explains, Hevei makdim shalom lekol adam, greet every person with peace. V'umiderech hamusar, that's part of being an ethical person, that you greet people, you say shalom. Vevezanav la'arayot, he explains, Ratzah lomar sheyishamesh talmidei chachamim v'yidabek b'chevratam, that a person should learn by talmid chacham. The word shimush talmid chacham sometimes means to serve him, and sometimes it means to learn by him. V'yidabek b'chevratam, try to cling to their companionship. A person has to try and be close to Talmid Chacham. And it's possible. When I started out learning, I thought this was something very hard to attain. I used to daven over this. And I can tell you that it was important to me. I tried, and the Ribbono Shel Olam gave me many opportunities. Many big rabbis in Klal Yisrael know me by a first name basis. They know me when I call on the phone. So that means it's accessible. And it was accessible 15 years ago also, before I was married and before I had learned that much. I still haven't learned that much. But I'm serious. If a person wants it, it's possible. You have to want it. So it's possible. And Rabbi Yonah says, the Mishnah is teaching us, we should want to connect. Ve'zanav la'arayot. You should desire to be the tail of the lions. Ve'alti rosh l'shuanim. Explains Rabbeinu Yonah, lomar lecha shenoach lo la'adam liot talmid l'mi shegadol mimenu b'chokhma. A person, it's good for him if he could be the student of someone who's smarter than him. Shenimtza b'chol yom osif al chokhmato. You end up getting smarter. It's one of the things you want in life. Miyoto rav l'mi shekaton mimenu b'chokhma. A person should rather that than being the rabbi for those who know less than him. Shenimtza pochet v'olech m'chokhmato. Because you'll lose. The environment we're in ultimately causes us to have different aspirations. Kinyan shnemar mishayarosh sanrik tanav sintot tefilal sanrik dola. As the Talmud tells us, when a person was the head of the smaller courts, then when he advances, he becomes the bottom of the higher courts. And that means even if a person's spending part of his time teaching people that know less than them, they have to spend much of their time being with people that know more than them. We should always look for an environment that's going to pull us up. Yeah.
It sounds like, just like you said, you have to make a balance. You can make a case for both. I mean, you went out to be a congregational rabbi in community. You could have just learned the Kollel. One has to make these calculations and speak.
Well, I still do. I'm saying that I was taught that a community rabbi has to make sure to have a large segment of his day connected to people who know more than him.
Right. But you know, if you took this literally, you might say, no, my job is just to be enough. And that's
where everyone has to teach, right? The question is, where's your companionship? Where's your focus?
Skills, whether it's him, you know, the talents.
So that, even if you're the most talented fellow, you have to stick with people that know more than you.
That for sure. The question is, do you write, you know, sparring, or do you also teach, you know, people that are coming up and knowing less. So that, that for sure, I agree that you always have to have.
Right, but in theory it sounds easy. In practice, it's very easy to reach stagnation. You join a community, you're giving a shiur there, you're the first balabas at davening. You can very easily feel like, I made it, great, I'm doing everything great. And the greatness of being with people who know more, who do more, who you keep striving to grow. And you keep growing. What ends up happening if you don't do that, and that's what happens when students leave Machon Meir, is you can't retain the same place you're at. So you're going down. And then if you know more than the people around you, so you feel like you're the genius. I know everything. That's why students have to leave Machon Meir also. When a student outgrows Machon Meir, the most important thing for them to do is to move on. A kid reaches eighth grade. He goes into high school. He went from being the top of the school to being the bottom of the school. Right? That's good. So that's the first interpretation. Second interpretation is that the two statements are separate. They're disjointed. Firstly, be the tail of lions. Secondly, do not be the head of foxen. And according to this interpretation, the word foxen means wicked people. So don't be the head of wicked people. That's what King Solomon of blessed memory said. If you just walk with the wise men, you're not their leader. You're just walking next to them, you get smarter. But if you're the leader of fools, so then you lose. To be the leader of that bunch is a loss to you. Even if a person goes and he has to humble himself, he's not anyone of importance in that group. Yechkam, he still gets smarter. Shoseh atzmo zanav la'arayot, because he's made himself tail to lions. V'roeh chesilim shenaseh adon naem ki hu aroeh hu arosh. And even though the person is the shepherd, he's in charge of everyone. But what's his group? Amaratzim. So then yeroah, he's going to lose by it. So very often it's tempting to be the leader. Okay, if you lead to good places, maybe you should be the leader. But it has to be decent people. If it's wicked people, so then you got a problem. You shouldn't be their leader. You might be their educator. You might be their kiruv person. But to be the leader, your group has to be a good group, good people. So according to this, the Mishnah is telling me a separate point. Al tihi rosh l'shu'alim. Don't be the head of foxen. So... when Kohav Yaakov was considering, they were looking for a rabbi, before we went for the Shabbos to be interviewed by them, we snuck in, and people didn't know us, and we spent the Shabbos there. And like I said to my wife, before they test me, I have to test them. I have to decide if I'm willing to bring up my kids here. If this is right for us, then we could see if we're right for them. But before anyone behaves nicely, oh, the rabbi's here, so everyone's going to be, right? So we came in unidentified, you know, quietly sat in the back of the shul, spent Friday night walking around the community, seeing what the youth were up to at 11, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. We spent the time doing research before people would talk nicely to us. We wanted to see what's going on here. It's to be in charge of something, it has to be... that you feel it's good people, that it's people worth being connected to. So that's the second message of the Mishnah, and this is one of the challenges that Machon Meir students have, to find a good community. It's tempting to stay in Kiryat Moshe. You got to be able to afford that. and you have to check that you have the education here and the social structure that's right for your family. It's not necessarily the right place for each person. But a person has to find the community where he's going to be zanav la'arayot, where when you walk into shul at 6 o'clock in the morning, other people are already there learning. When you hear that your neighbor is doing daf yomi and he makes a siyum every second month on another masechet, it drives you to learn. When you hear that people around you are going to bet midrash and they learn in the afternoon, they learn in the evening, and Friday is their day for dedicated learning, so it drives you to learn. A person in his own life has to find the environment where he is the tail of the lions. The lions keep pulling him forward.